number three, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. I did like the Belichick Open. It wasn't quite as dramatic as I would have hoped. I give Fox credit. They had great video.
Yeah, the video made it.
To marry it up to.
Ours was better yesterday when we slept together.
Rossi put some work into it.
He did. You know, did a great job. Great, good production.
So I heard OMF talking about this. OMF, you know, obviously were at Gillette on Monday. They did the interview with Belichick. And he left the interview and, you know, went into that little side studio and recorded the Fox stuff right then and there.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, and Glenn said he was in there like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, and with sort
not
of what it
takes.
Sounded like.
Yeah, he just gets in there, he's done. Like, that's it. I'll see you later.
I mean, the video made it. The fact that they got Belichick to do it was kind of cool.
Yeah.
It wasn't something where you went, oh, my God, this is unbelievable.
Yeah, changing the game. No, nothing like that.
It was good.
Yeah, the visuals, the music, that's really what makes it. Let me ask you something, because they're up one zip, so everybody's feeling really good about the Red Sox. They should sweep. What did you make of Andrew Benintendi's, let's say, lack of hustle in the game?
Bad.
Like, what do you do? Like,
if you can't hustle now,
the World Series.
If you loaf for a play now, that's not a good look at
all.
That
was weird. Now, I've never been one to really get on players. It's a long season. Like, Manny Ramirez, some people hated it. I didn't care. If it's middle of July, he hits a grounder to short, he jogs to first. I didn't care personally. But you're talking about the World Series. There was a couple of times where maybe it could have been a double, or maybe you're not sure what's going to happen. Like then he had the one that was a ground roll, the one that bounced into the seats,
right?
Like the little corkscrew shot. He also didn't run out of the base there. Like you don't know what's going to happen in left field. Jock Peterson's never played out there. Like maybe you could have gotten extra bases, but he kind of Cadillac'd it. Then there was a play where he just didn't charge it in the outfield. I don't know if there would have been a play at the plate, but he certainly made sure there wasn't at all. So.
JD Martinez was hustling as he rounded second base and did a digger.
Yeah, you kind of wish he did less in that case. But on a night where he has four hits and he scores three runs, he drives in a run. Like, if you just looked at the box score, say, oh, Andrew Benintendi was the best player they had. And maybe he was. He had four hits.
He had 380 feet worth of hits.
He did. But what was he doing? Like, he was just jogging the whole game. Like, that was very strange. I wonder if, at that point, again, the guy played, he had a great game, but it was very strange. I wonder if Cora says anything like, hey, by the way, like, nice job getting hits off of Kershaw. By the way, feel free to run hard.
See, I would hope that a teammate would say something.
Yeah, maybe.
And by the way, this will drive you crazy when I say this. A guy like Dustin Pedroia, who's there,
slap him in the face.
Who's
and
there, and he's the guy who could say, hey, you know, we got to run these out now.
Yeah,
I wonder. We're 3 wins away, well, at that point, 4 wins away from a World Series.
Yeah, because you don't know.
Every foot might matter.
Yeah, you don't know what's going to happen. And think of some of these bang-bang plays that have happened just this postseason alone. How many times a guy getting to first base was the difference. You know, if Xander Bogaerts Cadillacs it, they don't get a couple of their runs. You know, bases loaded, you're hoping for more, but he breaks up a double play because he was busting down the line. And maybe Benintendi would have then because, you know, you're trying to prevent a double play or score a run. I get it. But all of those plays could matter. And I just thought that was not great at all from Andrew Benintendi.
Not a good look.
No, and I wonder.
Because he's such a good player. He's so talented. I tweeted out earlier this week about, you know, he's got more home runs and more RBIs at the age of 24 than Fred Lynn had.
Yeah, it's incredible. But I also don't think, like, you're not a 40 home run, 120 RBI guy. Like, those guys, to me, can kind of Cadillac a little bit. Like, if David Ortiz doesn't want to bust it out of the box, then so be it. But if Andrew Benintendi, in his second season in the World Series, can't run down the line, like, what are we doing here? I thought that was a little odd.
And I agree.
And tonight, you know, bottom of the first inning, he's up. You know,
I bet he'll be running.
Yeah, right? And assuming he doesn't strike out, we're going to get a chance to see how hard he's running down the line. And I'm with you. I bet it's a little bit different.
Do you guys remember Alex Gordon, Game 7 of the World Series, at a similar situation?
What, not running? No, I don't remember.
I'm going to tweet this out from the
Daily. Alex Gordon, you have the video of it?
Yes, he hit it was two outs, bottom of the ninth, Game 7 of the World Series against the Giants. He hits a bleeding eye single almost, and you could tell he's like, oh, I think I just ended the game. Guy makes an error for the Giants. He could have scored. It could have been inside the park home run to tie the game, and he's like lallygagging around.
Barely got to second or whatever.
He got to third.
Oh, he didn't get to third, but he could have.
He should have tied the game.
Yeah. So, I mean, that That's the way Benintendi's kind of trending towards. Like, he just seems a little, like, he doesn't really care, but you're like, it's the World
Series.
He's
also young. As I said, he's only 24.
He's a terrible base runner.
He has been. You know, he's not slow.
No, he's not.
But he doesn't have good base running instincts.
Especially last year. Last year was even worse than this year, but maybe he's gotten a little bit better at that.
My guess is that that will be a teachable moment.
Yeah.
In an 8-4 win, you know, you didn't get hurt by it. Somebody, a teammate, whoever it is, Chris Sale.
Yeah.
And by the way, it could be a former teammate. David Ortiz could say, hey, Benny, you know.
Yeah, I wonder how receptive he is to that. Because one thing you have heard about him is, I mean, he thinks he is pretty good. And he is good.
And he is good.
And he is good. But one of those guys, he was the College Baseball Player of the Year, or whatever that Golden Spikes Award is. So he won that. He was a really high draft pick. He made it into the majors.
Got here
pretty
quickly.
Really quickly, and was good right away. So there's reason to think you're pretty good. So I wonder how many guys could say something to him. Like, is there, you would think he would listen to Mookie Betts, but I don't know if he would. Like, I wonder if somebody has his ear. You know, hopefully Cora does. I feel like Cora could talk to anybody. That's just my impression from the outside. But we'll see if there's any change at all tonight.
And speaking of Ortiz, I'll ask you this question. Hardo move or great move when you show up on the set for the pregame show and stick a box in front of Alex Rodriguez with your three World Series rings in your World Series MVP ring that the Red Sox made for
you?
Can
it be both? Like, it might be. It is
kind of a hard-o move. But
like, A-Rod has a World Series ring.
One.
You know, I know, but it's not like, you know, Kenny Smith doing it to Charles Barkley and kind of just rubbing it in that he doesn't have any. Like,
right,
A-Rod's
right.
Like, yeah, well, I have one as well. Like, I got one. But, I mean, Ortiz has more. That's true. And you know,
like, I'm
but he's playing into the crowd. Like, I get it. Like, good for him.
I'm looking at the picture. And there must be, what, $250,000 worth of rings sitting there?
Yeah, you think it's
so? Oh, no, Lucy's the one who took the diamond.
Yeah, those real diamonds in there? And the cubic zirconium?
Yes.
Probably several diamonds in the rings.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of... I mean, did he have an armed escort from home to the ballpark?
I hope so. I would hope
throw him in the glove compartment of the car, like Christian carrying his Super Bowl rings in his backpack?
The best was Tully Bantakane leaving his Super Bowl ring in the bathroom at the Burlington Mall.
You know, you got to wash your hands.
He did. He's like, hey, Tully, your name's on this ring. You forgot it in the bathroom.
It must say Bantakane, right?
Maybe it does.
A lot of letters to fit on.
Sure. A lot of diamonds on that one, too.
617-779-7937. Keith's in New Hampshire. Hey, Keith.
Hey, guys. Oh, excuse me, guys. You guys do a great job.
Thank you.
You guys are killing it. I love it.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say that Rick Buttercup should have kept his mouth shut because now the people are going to be much worse, man.
That's true.
They're going to be much louder.
That's
much
true.
Worse. And secondly, if the pitchers are affected by the fans that are right there, it's already over. Bring the trophy home, boys.
That's right. When are we going to have the parade? Have we figured out the parade, Rossi? Have you picked a date yet for the parade? Are we going to do our show live from a place on the parade route?
Me
probably.
Personally, I'm hoping next Saturday.
Oh, it'll be way before that.
Next Saturday. They're going to win the thing on Saturday. They'll probably have it Monday.
Listen to us. Remember Belichick? In case you're wondering, the Eagles have planned the Super Bowl parade.
They're like, what? I'm going to kill them.
Dave Roberts is listening and playing this clip.
Dave Roberts is. Oh, hopefully Rick Honeycutt is listening. But the caller is right.
No, it's not Rick Honeycutt. From now on, it's Suck It Up Honeycutt.
Suck It Up Honeycutt.
Oh, no, I like Suck It Up better.
Suck It Up.
Suck It Up Honeycutt.
Suck It Up Honeycutt, or as the caller referred to him, Buttercup.
Either one.
I'll tell you, once fans who heckle know that you're
that it's working,
you're only going to double down.
I'm going to guess they're not going to stop.
It's going to be outrageous.
This is our new theme song for Suck It Up Honeycutt. It works.
Rossi's on a hot streak now.
And besides, when was the last time we got to play the Foundations on this station?
Not that often.
You were impressed, weren't you?
Honeycutt.
A, I knew the group, and B, I hit the post. Take that, Tanguay, you loser.
Oh, come on. Leave Tanguay alone. You called him a loser. He hasn't been on the station in a year.
Because he doesn't want to.
I've heard that.
Because then you have to, like, get up and
he
stuff.
He could have filled in on Monday with
wake
you.
Wake up.
He could have been in for me on Monday.
That would have been great.
That would have been a good show.
That would have been really good.
That
yeah.
Good.
back to the call. Is there, like, anybody we're not going to take out of the knees today?
We're about a day. We're really flying right along here.
Peter's on the Cape. Hey, Peter.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hey.
Listen, Benintendi, the guy doesn't know when he catches the ball out in the outfield, it's a base hit. If you ever watch him, he won't hit the cutoff, man. He's looking to throw the ball someplace else. And his lackadaisical running last night, I wanted to throw the TV. If I could have Oh, I was so aggravated. I mean, how do you do that?
I don't know, Peter. It's the World Series, for God's sakes. At your home ballpark. What is he doing? He's going to cost him a game.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I just can't get over the kid. I don't know what's going through his head.
I don't know what his problem is either.
Young people these days.
No hustle.
That's it for me.
I don't know. Thanks.
No hustle at all.
Attention campers. Lunch has been canceled today due to lack of hustle.
Yeah, better tell you better get on your horse.
Oh,
you don't have
no!
lunch canceled. Let's go.
They took lunch
Come
away.
Come on.
I mean, let's be honest.
That's that fat camp that I need to go to soon. I'm on my way.
Let's be honest. When you win game one of the World Series 8-4, you're sort of looking for stuff to talk about because it went kind of well.
But, no, it went really well. I mean, Nunez is hitting pinch hit homers. Craig Kimbrell looks like a good closer again. I mean, they're up 1-0 in the World Series. But even as the game was going on, like even, you know, he's getting all these hits, but you're like, what are you doing? Like, it just seemed very odd that he wasn't sprinting down the line, maybe trying to get, you know, get a double, whatever, even in the outfield. Like, why don't you charge the ball a little bit? It was just it was a strange game because overall he was great. He had four hits. He had four hits, and he was
smacking
Kershaw.
Now, they didn't go very far, but it was fine.
A hit is it. Don't tell Sandy Leone those don't count.
Yeah.
A couple of screamers
from
Sandy
Leone. Hit a couple of shots.
You see when they did the exit velocity for him?
Yeah, 58 or something.
58, 59 miles an hour. It's like,
hey, slow down here, slugger.
I think Betts runs faster than that, but either way.
Didn't they say Cordarrelle Patterson on his kickoff return supposedly hit 20 miles an hour
on
Sunday?
Oh, I bet he did. Yeah, those guys, the speed guys get up to around 20 miles an hour, which is nuts.
He supposedly did.
Yeah, I believe it.
I hate to be nitpicky here, but I gotta ask you about something.
Yeah, please.
That you said a moment ago.
It was me, actually. I said it.
Oh, it was you, Rossi.
What did
Rossi?
I say?
Oh, it was Rossi.
Then nothing I said could be questioned.
All right, go ahead, Rossi. Let's.
He hits like a bleeding eye single almost.
Now, see, that's gross.
Ew.
A bleeding eye single?
Like, I know it's Dorktober, Season of the Witch, but, like, we're not bleeding eyes.
Could
singles.
It be maybe a seeing eye single that you were going for?
Not
here,
in the bottom
Rossi?
Of the ninth of the World Series.
How unhealthy is that?
Bleeding
Once
eye single.
Once your eyes start to bleed, the stigmata?
Oh, man.
Good. You seen the Like a Virgin video?
I have.
Scarred me for life. When the
is that
guy,
right?
Guy's bleeding.
A
his
bleeding
eye.
Eye single.
That's right. I Rossi's thought that's what I heard.
Terminology.
He hits like a bleeding eye single.
A bleeding eye single.
It's all good.
Ew.
That is really gross.
Red Sox, Dodgers, WEEI's coverage of the World Series is brought to you by Patriot Place in Foxborough, Old Dominion Freight Line, and Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
All right, for noon 30 today.
Nunez 30.
Nunez 30.
Nunez 30.
For Nunez 30 today. Yeah. He's on TV even as I
look guy.
Up.
What a player.
For Nunez 30 today, we've talked about it. You've heard little bits of it. Maybe you didn't catch the entire Bill Belichick open for Fox. Now, I will freely admit to you, okay? We're on radio.
Yes.
The visuals sort of helped this a lot. Like, it helped it a whole lot.
The audio version, though,
but,
is still something.
And they did get Bill Belichick. By the way, he put out a release yesterday, said he was honored. They asked, and he was thrilled to do it.
Sounds
Yeah. Well, I think they were going for a certain tone on this
They got a tone.
They got a tone and a tude. And here's Bill Belichick's open for Fox last night.
How do you make history? You win. Championships. Not once. Not twice. You win again and again.
Impossible dream revisited. The Boston Red Sox are the world champions.
Everything you do every day is about winning.
The Dodgers, champions of baseball.
The Red Sox are world champs again.
There are few organizations in history who've created a tradition of winning. Here are two from two cities that have experienced success in every major sport.
The greatest battle in Super Bowl history.
The players have changed, but the commitment, the ambition, the goal has not. It's been like this for more than a century. These two teams now play for a ring, a championship, history. The Dodgers, the Red Sox, in the World Series on Fox.
Pretty strong, Dale. pretty good.
I didn't mind it.
No,
it wasn't quite what I was expecting. And I freely admit now, again, the visual saved this thing. I mean, some of the video clips were really
that
cool.
Helps. Yeah, and then the flashing into some of the moments with the former player or, you know, the past championships.
How do you make history? You win.
Not once, not twice, but thrice!
Championships.
But you mix it.
Let me point out to you, he didn't write this thing.
No, I understand.
I mean, just so, you know, he read the script that was given to him.
He was given a script, he read it. Probably the one time and moved on. And
probably
said,
wasn't
thank
a
you
lot of
much.
Takes.
Now, I thought yesterday we were trying to figure out what it was going to sound like. I thought Rossi did a better job. I thought this, because really the music helps. I didn't love the song they chose for that one.
Oh, I love the Stones.
Rossi, I like the Stones. I don't like that song.
Street Fighting Man?
Yeah, not for me.
That's pretty good.
Not for me.
Okay.
Give me a little Zeppelin. Give me a little Immigrant Song.
Oh, here. Whatever they need to do, yes. They can do.
This See? Was this. Perfect.
Hit, pitch, run, play defense, take pitches, and they're good.
How about that?
Did Rossi do better than
yes,
Fox?
Yes, he did. I think he did. Didn't that
How
one?
How do you make history? You win.
Oh, here.
Whatever they need to do, yes. They can do.
See? Perfect.
Hit, pitch, run, play defense.
Take a pitch. All those things. All those pitches. Things. Yeah, that was more. That music was more intense. I think that's what you were trying to set the tone for game one. I don't know why they went with the Stones necessarily.
Street fighting man.
They couldn't
Belichick
find
anything. Belichick is a street fighting man.
But they couldn't find anything from the last 40 years.
Hey.
Players have changed, but the commitment, yeah. The ambition, the goal has not.
He's like, the players have changed.
They need to do, yes. They can do.
See? But the head coach and the quarterback have not changed. He's like, since the Patriots have been good, that's been a constant.
I heard Jerry ask this question this morning. Legitimate question.
Okay, let's hear it.
What is more impressive? The 5 Super Bowl championships for the New England Patriots during this run with Bill Belichick and Tom Brady at the helm.
Yes.
Or, if they pull this thing off, 4 World Series championships in a shorter period of time.
14 years. Yeah, I mean, it's... Well, first of all,
and they don't have the Belichick Brady combo.
No, they don't.
To lead the way. You know, you've had various superstars. You've had various
managers. No, it's a good question. And then if they win the World Series this time around, which it seems like they will, you could say go back to 08, or no, I'm sorry, 07. The Red Sox would have won more World Series since 07 than the Patriots have won Super Bowls. Now, it doesn't necessarily feel that way because
right.
The Patriots are always
in
contender.
The running. Yeah.
They've lost Super Bowls, whereas the Red Sox have never lost in the World Series with this group, like since 2004. I still think football, to me, is more impressive. I mean, it's five to four.
It is America's game and all that.
No, but
and it's also a salary cap league.
That's what I'm saying. You can spend as much money as you want, and the Red Sox do. They have the highest payroll. And so not that it's not impressive when you win, but football is really set up for a different team winning every year.
The players have changed, but the commitment, the ambition, the goal has not.
But Brady has not changed. Neither has
and
neither
Belichick
have I.
Hasn't changed.
I've been there the whole
See,
time. That to
and,
me
and
is
when
more
Jerry
impressive.
Asked it was a legitimate question when you think about
yeah.
If they do it. 4 World Series titles in a 14-year period, 5 Super Bowl titles in a 17-18-year period.
Yeah.
But you don't have the and there isn't an equivalent. You don't have the Brady Belichick of the Red Sox.
No. And again, even if I also think you just look at real competitive seasons and when the team really advanced far in the playoffs or whatever, the Patriots also have that tiebreaker for sure. You know, the Red Sox, you know, since 2004.
The Patriots have an easier division road. I mean, the Red Sox winning the American League East is harder than the Patriots winning the AFC East.
No, that is true. But it's not like the Patriots get bounced in the first round that often either.
Ever.
You know, I mean, they have, but yeah. It's not that often. The Red Sox have missed the playoffs 6 times
yep.
Since 2004, whereas the Patriots missed it once, and that was without Brady.
And they actually tied
right, they
and
the
lost
best
it on a tiebreaker. Yeah, they had an 11-5 record and lost the tiebreaker.
Yeah. Actually, twice. I'm sorry. They missed it twice. Once with Brady in 2002, and there's the same thing. They had the best record, but they lost the tiebreaker. And then, obviously, in 2008, where they had the best record, lost the tiebreaker. So they lost it twice, or didn't make the playoffs twice. But again, all the Super Bowl appearances, I do think it's more impressive. But when you're looking at the last decade, you have to bleed it over into 7 just to give the Red Sox that win. They will have a chance to win more, as far as at least the ultimate, you know, prize. They would have more of those than the Patriots, which is pretty surprising. You know, just because you're talking about their dominance, but all of a sudden the Red Sox would have three since 07. The Patriots just have two.
But between the two, I sort of understand why Mr. and Mrs. America is sick and tired of us.
Yeah, enough is enough. And then, oh, by the way, the Celtics are really good again, and the Bruins aren't bad. So it's like, okay, a little much. A little much for everybody else.
If we lived elsewhere, we'd hate Boston.
Hate it with a passion. You'd hate all the teams. You would hate the players. You would just enough is enough.
You'd hate Brady. You'd call him a cheater.
Definitely.
You'd hate Belichick.
Yep, all that.
Hate everything. You wouldn't probably hate Brad Stevens because he's unhateable, but
you'd hate
everything else.
It's also...
You wouldn't hate Alex Cora either.
I was going to say, it's hard to hate the Red Sox, I think, from the outside. Like, I don't think they've... it's Mookie Betts or J.D. Martinez giving you reason to hate them? I don't think
this year's team does not have a...
No.
Now that Hanley, you know, was
Hanley's
jettisoned...
Gone. Maybe David Price, but I don't even think he's done... You know, again, his postseason career, it's hard to hate a guy who's, you know... Seems really mortal. You know what I mean? Like, he comes back down to earth, and some people might even feel bad for the guy. Like, I don't know. This is not a very hateable team at all.
Back to the call, 617-779-7937. Tom's in Rhode Island. Hey, Tom.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good. Doing great.
Great, great. Just the thought going forward, my pitching rotation for the rest of the series is Price tonight, Porcello Friday, Eovaldi on Saturday. If they're up 3-1, especially depending on the circumstances, Rodriguez may start Sunday night, and then again Price and Porcello. So effectively,
so Sale's all done
for
you.
Sale out of there.
Sale is not going to start another game for me for the rest of the series, unless they get.
It wasn't
down.
That bad.
Yeah, I don't know, it's not a bad idea though, Tom.
It's his endurance right now. I want to send him 15 pounds of pasta. I'm Italian.
Sure.
But it's his strength right now. He just does not have it to go for good four or five good innings.
Yeah, I'm with you.
What are your thoughts on that?
I don't disagree with you, Tom. And obviously it'll depend.
They will
start
Chris Sale before they start Eduardo Rodriguez in a game.
What about bringing Price back on short rest like they did against Houston? I could see that happening.
Depending on how he performs, yes.
Well, yeah, right. But exactly. So, I mean, and as Tom even pointed out, it also depends. Are you up 3-1? Is it 2-2? Are you down 3-1? Like, there's a lot of different scenarios at play. But I think, especially after what we saw last series and then last night, yeah, maybe they don't feel all that confident in bringing him out to start. Yeah, you like your other three guys at this point after Price's last start. The other two guys have been pretty solid, especially Eovaldi.
Do we think that the fact that Eovaldi pitched last night automatically puts him for game four as opposed to game three?
Yeah. Because I was waiting to see Porcello and then vice versa, but then since they went with Eovaldi, my guess would be Porcello game three. Yeah, Eovaldi four. I think that's right. And then tonight, I think you could see Porcello.
Yeah, but that doesn't make sense.
No, I'm sorry, not Porcello. You could see, I don't know, could they go with a starter?
You got nobody else. I mean, you're not going to bring, obviously, Sale back tonight. Price is starting tonight, so you know you really can't unless you flip flopped what you just said. In other words, Eovaldi in three,
so Eovaldi
and
through,
Porcello in four. Then theoretically, Porcello could give you an inning tonight.
So Eovaldi threw 16 pitches on Tuesday night. So if you gave him Wednesday night off and Thursday night off, could he come back and start?
Yes, I think
three?
He could.
So maybe he could. So then maybe
you could have Porcello give you an inning tonight.
Yeah.
And start him in game four.
Yeah, so maybe it'll depend on what the score is. If they have the lead, eighth inning, they'll use that Rover guy.
Now, this won't happen because you've already declared it so let it be written, so let it be done.
Right.
But if they did play a game five,
well,
Chris Sale starting it.
I'm not so sure. He didn't in the ALCS. They brought Price back on short rest.
Well, he spent a night in a hospital.
Who's to say he won again? Well, after last night's performance, maybe he will.
Once you got enough antibiotics in you and the belly button ring is all cleared up, you're good.
He was not bleeding from the belly button last night.
There were no shots of his. You know, his velocity was okay. It was fine.
Yeah, it was fine, but
he was throwing harder than Kershaw was.
But yeah, he was. But Kershaw, I don't think is right either. But Sale was missing with the fastball a lot. Like he was throwing it pretty good, but he wasn't really locating it. So you're like, it was not a great performance. I mean, he had seven strikeouts, but it was certainly not a Chris Sale performance.
John's in Florida. Hey, John.
Hi. Would it be all right to say hi to my daughter before I have an observation and a question?
Absolutely.
No, absolutely not.
Dale's cold-blooded.
I don't care. Go ahead.
Go ahead, John. Let it fly.
No, I just went, hey, Sarah, Crow and Mulvey.
See, now you worked in a cheap
added,
plug.
Yeah,
see, that's wrong.
More, yeah.
Okay, so
that's wrong.
What the hell?
I'm trying to do it right, so I didn't want to break any rules here.
You just did.
Dale said no, specifically.
And that's why. Yeah. Now you know why. All right, go ahead.
I apologize. I just want to make an observation. Did anybody hear Schmaltz keep saying Embry for...
He had a bit of an identification
Let
issue.
Let him know that Matt Barnes is in and not Heath Embry.
Is he even on the roster?
Embry is on the roster.
Yeah, but he kept it just drove me crazy. Like Embry. Anyway, that's one of my observations.
I forgot about that.
Mookie Betts, is there any way to sign him before free agency, or has he just gotten too big now and he's just going to wait it out?
Oh, no, you absolutely. I think that the Red Sox would try. They would make an attempt.
He wouldn't. If he's smart, he won't do it.
Because he's got Scott Boras, right?
Does he? Whether he does or doesn't, I don't know if he does have Boras, actually. But it doesn't matter. He's going to want the most money possible. The way he's playing right now, he is going to set the record for the most money paid. Like, he even made a comment about how it's going to be interesting to see what Bryce Harper gets this offseason, who didn't have a great year, by the way, but everybody knows how good he is. And then when Mike Trout comes up in another year or two, between Trout and Betts, they are going to set the major league record for the biggest contracts.
Mookie Betts is represented by the Legacy Agency.
There it is. Whatever that means. But they're going to want a ton of money. And they're going to get a ton of money. So it wouldn't make sense for him to sign any kind of team-friendly deal.
So at Nunez 30 today, we played you the Bill Belichick Open.
That's right.
For Fox last night.
How do you make history? You win.
Do you want to hear what Bill Belichick said about Bill Belichick's Open for Fox?
Of course I do.
It's coming up next. Sports Radio WEEI.
What's up on Twitter at Dale Keefe WEEI. Now more of Dale Arnold and Rich Keefe on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
So some folks were surprised, in some places probably shocked, to hear that Fox Sports had landed Bill Belichick.
Great get.
To voice their Open for Game 1 of the World Series last night.
Yes.
We played you the whole thing. It ran about 2 minutes long. And again,
felt longer.
The video helps it a lot. Okay,
the video gives it a little something.
We're on
extra
radio. Yes. We don't get to show you.
Championships. Not once. Not twice.
So we played it for you. That's what it was. Bill Belichick meeting with the media today.
Yeah.
Down at Gillette Stadium.
Oh, was he asked about it?
He was asked about it.
Did you get a chance to watch your video last night?
I was honored to do it. Yeah. It's a great World Series. It's a great event. And that's one that, as a kid, there was no Super Bowl. That's how far back I go. So that was the World Series. That was the big, championship boxing match. That was really the big event. That was a big event in sports. So it's always got a special place and two great franchises and big win for the Sox last night. They were good.
Mm-hmm. Leaves a little something to be desired, doesn't it?
I think that's pretty, that by Belichick standards, that's pretty cranked up.
Can we kick it up even another notch? Is that possible?
Did you
have to
watch your video last night?
I was honored to do it. Yeah, it's a great World Series. It's a great event.
Ooh, slow build.
As a kid, that was before there was no Super Bowl. That's how far back I go. So that was the World Series. That was the big.
He sounds like all of our baseball callers. I was around before the Super Bowl.
Really big event.
Okay.
Big event in sports. That's always got a special
5'9", 175, 62 years old.
Yeah. Okay. All right, great.
Went for the Sox last night.
See, I think the soundtrack
something
helps. Rossi, I think you got something here.
They should maybe start that out, just a podium. Like, give him a little walk-up music, first of all. Oh, did you see Jackie Bradley Jr.'s walk-up music? Venom theme by Eminem?
What's it?
It's a bad song.
Get rid of that thing.
I endorse that.
Yeah, but it's not a good song, though. It's not. It's the worst song on that new album. And I actually went and saw Venom opening weekend. It's not a great song. But Bradley,
you said it's not a great movie either.
It's an okay movie. It's in the middle. It's not great or bad.
See, but Lucy, anything
Lucy
Eminem,
I know.
And anything
that Eminem,
but that's
does
not a
yeah
good song. Like, if you had to rank the songs on that album, that's probably the worst one.
No, anything that he does after, I'd say after the Eminem show, is lower down than
anything
right, on
fair
his first three albums.
Yeah, that is definitely true. But anyway, if give Belichick some walk-up music, then he gets up there, and then you.
Yeah, this is so. This is Jackie
there
Bradley's plate music. No, but then the like the hook. Do you get to that? Is that the clean version? By the way,
okay. That's just maybe think about that for a minute.
It's a PG-13 movie, but it's an R song for sure. But like the Venom part, do you have that part queued up? Like that's what I heard a
He's
couple
trying
times.
To find out if it's going to get him fired or
nah,
not.
That's a good point. It was not great.
Lucy's coaching Venom, him, so she's Venom, going Venom, with him when he
Venom,
gets fired.
Venom.
Oh, we don't need it. We got
I
you.
I just did it. Yeah. That, was that Eminem? No. That was me. I was like, I don't really like when you put the name of the movie and the character into the song like that.
Well, they paid him a lot of money. And,
I'm sure they did.
You know, you could work this in if you wouldn't
they
mind.
They did. They played it
Matthew,
during the closing credits.
Marshall.
They dropped that in Matthew. Marshall.
Marshall, if you wouldn't Mathers. Mind working that in.
Venom. And then here comes Jackie Bradley to go 0-for-4. By the way, Jackie Bradley Jr., not to pick on the guy because he was the ALCS MVP. What do you think his postseason batting average is?
Well,
take a guess.
He was hitting 200 in the ALCS, so it's less than that.
161.
Okay.
Anybody with more than one plate appearance, he has the worst batting average on the squad. But you got to keep him in there in the National League Park, right, Dale?
Look, let's be honest. He is really good defensively.
I know he is. But I think people are overthinking it with the Mookie Betts at second base. And we can discuss that more tomorrow as they prepare for the National League Park. But I would just sit Bradley. He's hitting 161.
Well, and
the thing is, all of his hits you remember, but he doesn't have any other hits than those ones.
Well, and they were really big, and that's why.
They were
big. Yesterday on OMF, I heard Alex Cora say there was a slim chance you'd see Mookie Betts at second base.
Slim chance, he said. Leaving your hope there.
Yeah, but he was really kind of downplaying it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think they'll do it. I think you're then worse at a couple of different spots. So I think they'll just go with JD Martinez and left and go from there.
And besides, you've already told us it's only two games anyway.
Yeah, it's two games. They're already up 2-0. The last two games we're going to play all season, then that's it.
617-779-7937. Mike's in Framingham. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing? You're talking about which is more impressive, winning football championships or baseball championships being a dynasty. I think football is more impressive because, one, every team in football is essentially a small market team because you win the Super Bowl, everybody wants their money. Yankees and Red Sox, they can keep all those players.
For the most part, yeah, you can. No, I'm with you. Without the salary cap, and especially if you're the Red Sox, Yankees, Dodgers, whoever, you can just throw a ton of money at stuff. You can feel free. If you draft well, that helps. Then you can trade those prospects to big money guys, and you should be really good all the time. Whereas in football, the league is set up where they really want you to be good one year, then bad the next, then good the next, and then bad. They want more parity in football.